Less than 30 minutes before Wednesday's Planning Commission meeting was to begin, Park City sent out an announcement the meeting for Treasure Hill, a development that started more than 30 years ago, was canceled and a press release would be submitted later that same evening. KPCW headed to City Hall and asked Mayor Andy Bierman to explain.
We got a pleasant surprise call this morning. We've been speaking with the property owner several times every day recently, trying to get this development agreement put together in time. Of course, we've been pressing along the way for a full buy down. We continue to hear that from the public, the council, and the planning commission that they would really prefer a full buy down, and we've been pressing it with no progress. But this morning we were pleased to get a call where the property owner said, we are interested in a full buy down and we'd like to have that discussion. And those discussions went very quickly, and we reached an agreement in principle for 100% buy down of Treasure Hill.
Bierman hopes to have the agreement signed on Friday, but makes no promises. As for what it will cost the city, he says they're not ready to release that information until everyone has signed off on the details. What he can say, however, is the property owners are going to withdraw their development agreement.
I think that's probably a good thing, because despite heroic efforts on all sides, I don't think it was going to get done in time. We had a strict timeline, and the property owner realized how complicated it was, and the specifics that needed to be provided probably weren't going to be ready on time. And I think combine that with the fact that they repeatedly heard public input and heard from us that we wanted a full buy down, got them thinking perhaps that that was an easier road to go and that something would go over much better with the public and increase the success of the bond.
The city still needs the community to approve a bond in November, but now it will be more than the $24 million bond proposed last month. But Bierman says the city is strategizing ways to keep the new bond within reason.
We are going to look for ways that we can fundraise through cuts at the city or cancellation of other projects to keep that as low as possible. We will be discussing this at the February 1st council meeting, and it will be in front of the council again February 15th for discussion and possible approval. There's been some talk that we will probably come to Planning Commission and talk to them about it as well. Although this will be a council decision, we would like their input.
In spite of the increased bond amount, Bierman is optimistic.
I think this is something that will be well received by the public. I have heard repeatedly that people didn't want us to make this less bad. They wanted to make it go away. And I hope we've reached a number that the public will be positive about. I certainly feel good enough that we have delayed the Planning Commission, and we're going to work out this settlement and bring it to the public.
Planning Commission Chair Adam Strawn has stayed on well past the end of his term at the former mayor's request in order to stay on top of the Treasure Hill application. Strawn says he has no regrets.
The goal always is to reach a result that is the best from the planning perspective and from the public's perspective. And this is the result I think that the public wants the most. It's a result I'm happy with. And the fact that we put in a lot of work on an application, so be it. That's the job you sign up for. And it's a job I signed up for, and it's a job I'm going to resign from as soon as this thing's closed.
Bierman says this is a result of many people from many organizations.
I really do want to thank the community, especially our planning commission and THINK and our citizen activists that have been coming in and helping with this. I think it's a very complex project with a lot of challenges for our community. And I think the property owners seeing this consistent effort by the public to bring to their attention the complexities of this and their desire for something else in the community helped them to realize that this might be a project that it'd be better to sell the land for open space and move on.
I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.